Hey guys, welcome back to another fabulous episode of In Your Head with yours truly, Chris Medina. Today we got a very special episode for you. Super special because it is In Your Head Podcast's second birthday. Happy birthday to us. We are 2 years old. Go figure. Our birthday's on August 23rd, which is, guess what? Virgo season. So go figure that In Your Head Podcast is a fucking Virgo.
Of course it is.
So happy birthday to us. Mm-hmm. We haven't been on for a month.
Seems like it.
Maybe a little bit over a month. I don't know about you guys, but this pandemic has me all over the place when it comes to time. It's like I wake up and then before you know it, it's time to go back to sleep.
Well, you're busy reading all day.
Yes, super fucking busy with the readings. I'm going to get into all the good stuff here. I want to talk about the shit that I left out in the last episode because I had to deal with all that fucking negativity and all that toxic shit that I didn't get a chance to tell you all the great things that are going on behind the scenes and all the stuff that's to come. I've been hustling.
Mm-hmm.
We've been hustling. We've been working our fucking asses off, really, really staying focused, really using this time wisely to go within, do us, stay focused on what we have, you know, to do for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And been fucking hustling. With that being said, fucking readings are piled up more than they ever been. And I'll get into the reason why in a little bit here. But I am booked beyond belief when it comes to readings. So I'm busy all day long. In between that is interviews, other podcasts, which is the reason why I haven't done this one.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've been so fucking busy.
Yeah.
And I've gotten to the point with the show that, again, I'm not getting bored with it. I don't want to give it up. But I don't want to come on unless I have something good to talk about.
Yeah, but I miss like having your episodes and your podcast get, you know, that's put out there
what,
every week.
That's what people are asking for. I mean, all the listeners, you guys know I don't say fans, but all the listeners want me to drop an episode every week and stay true to that. But it's so fucking hard.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, yes, you're co-hosting with me, which I love because it doesn't leave me out in the water by myself.
Mm-hmm.
But we struggle sometimes with shit that I want to say.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, mentally preparing for my readings later on that I'm just not into it.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys, it's not that I'm, again, bored with it. I just want to give you good shit. And today's episode is going to be packed with good shit. So get ready for it because we got a lot of shit to go over.
Let's do it.
And it's not really shit. It's blessings.
It is.
Again, been hustling our fucking asses off. I want to talk about the Garcelle interview. Garcelle from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Uh-huh.
Also was in Spider-Man. Also was in on Hollywood Today Live, who I met back in 2016.
Yeah.
I can't fucking believe that. Did her podcast, Going to Bed with Garcelle, and I think that's the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
Hope I got that right. And it was cut super duper short. I spent almost close to an hour on that podcast doing the interview, and it was supposed to be me giving her a reading and also discussing the fate of the Netflix show Love is Blind with Lauren and Cameron.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't supposed to do the interview with them, but I was supposed to, I guess they were supposed to be on first or whatever, and I was supposed to come on and talk about it, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
Here's how this goes. You guys are always asking me to ask the big important questions or really get down to details when it comes to reading celebrities, especially the podcast that I'm on and all the television work that I'm going to be doing that you're going to see me on too. It is fucking hard as fuck because as much as I want to go in and as much as they're looking forward to having a psychic reading, they're not prepared for it. Right?
Like, tell them why.
Because it gets too deep. And that's exactly what happened with Garcelle. And I was giving her a reading, went in on her, told her everything that was going on, got into some personal stuff, and she had to swat me on the nose.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, Chris, let's save this for later. Because there's ears in the room, and I didn't realize you were going to get this deep.
Mm-hmm. It's not like a typical reading like you see on TV. I mean, anyone that's gotten a reading from you would know.
Exactly. It's entertaining because I'm talking shit during your session. We're having a good time. We're bantering back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting super duper deep. I'm opening you up. You're allowing me to. And before you know it, we're into the deep, heavy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But again, there's ears listening. So that's why that episode was cut super duper short. And also, I didn't get a chance to speak on the Love is Blind people. Let me be honest when it comes to that. I don't watch the show. I barely have time to watch anything. And if I do watch anything, it's to decompress and it's those fucking scare cam prank videos on YouTube that get me to fucking unwind where I can laugh and have a good time.
Uh-huh.
That's the kind of shit right now that I'm into because I don't have any time to do shit.
Mm-hmm. Reality TV isn't your thing.
No. And also too, before I get into the Lauren and Cameron thing, I talked to you about this and I talked to Sarah about this. I don't want to be known as the entertainment psychic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be the E version of a psychic. where I'm talking about celebrities, their personal lives, their relationships. Yes, I did that for shits and giggles with Cosmo or whatever. It's Cosmo.
But you're not like a gossip person.
No, yeah. I don't want to be known for gossiping about people's personal lives or their relationships, because who wants that?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like you don't want to burst anybody's bubble, and you don't want to overstep your boundaries as a fucking human being by putting somebody's business out there.
Yeah.
So in some ways, I was kind of glad that that didn't come out, but it was short, and that was the problem with it.
Yeah, so, you recorded for like an hour, and it
5 minutes
of it was put out there.
Yeah, everybody was reaching out. They're like, "What the fuck? It was so short, but oh my god, we love Garcelle. We love that you were on there. What a great opportunity!" But they wanted more, and you guys are probably going to get that in the future. I don't think that Garcelle and I are done as far as like business like that. So I look forward to working with her again and having a longer interview, and maybe her having her go in and talk about what we talked about behind the scenes,
because
it was a lot of stuff.
Or have her on our show.
Exactly. But again, keep in mind, you guys, celebrities are people too. They are my clients. They're not just friends, but they are clients. So I take their privacy and their personal shit very, very to heart.
Like you do with everyone else.
Yeah, I'm very loyal when it comes to it. So again, like I said, I leave it up to them to talk about what we talked about. And if not, no big fucking deal, because again, it's not my life.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was so much. So to sum up the Lauren and Cameron thing, she just asked me what I thought about it. And I was like, reading Lauren, she's kind of spunky. She's that girl's not done exploring. I'm not talking about romantically. I'm talking about life and opportunity, especially when it comes to work. And Cameron is Cameron. I mean, he's I think he's a Cancer. I'm not sure, but he has that Cancer type vibe to where he's, you know, he's kind of easy peasy, easy going. But again, I don't want to talk shit about it, but is it going to last? I hope so for them. That's all I'm going to say about that. Right?
Yeah.
It would have been revealed on Garcelle's episode had it came out. But yeah, again, I don't want to be known as the celebrity psychic. I don't want to be the psychic Perez Hilton.
Okay. I wouldn't want you to be the psychic Perez Hilton.
No,
either.
I don't
want to
offend anybody here. I'm not afraid of it. It's just, again, I wouldn't want anybody talking shit about me. So let's jump into Olivia from The Bachelor. Olivia Caridi. I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
I think so.
Loved her too. What a fucking amazing opportunity to be on her show. Her show was released. The pandemic has everybody all fucked up. And a lot of times when people record podcasts, they like to have like a few in the can so they can release. Not like what I do, which I just do every episode on the fly.
Yeah.
I hate pre-recording. But it's a good thing to do. We don't do it. But the episode that I did with her wasn't released till a month after.
At least a month after, yeah.
So all the stuff that I had predicted had already come into fruition. So with her, she had asked about her fate on The Bachelor, whether or not she was done with it. And I said, I feel like there's going to be two opportunities that are going to come into play that are going to be too good to pass up for you. Do it for the fucking bag. Do it for the coin. And then take it from there. So that's Olivia. Shout out to Olivia from The Bachelor. Is it Bachelorette? I don't know.
I think it's Bachelor.
Again, another show I don't watch. No shade to it. But like I said, it's just, I'm old.
I think you should go on a dating show. I think that people would love to see it.
Can you imagine my dumbass on a fucking
I really want to see it.
You're so stupid. No way.
I think I'm going to pitch you as a contestant on some dating show.
A psychic that can't predict his own love life on the next episode of Gay Dating. I don't know. Fuck that. I don't know. But yeah, I would never. But anyways, shout out to Olivia. Had a really good time with her. The next one. Oh my God. You guys. I had so much fucking fun doing this podcast. Shout out to the gay community. Shout out to all the queens out there, the gay men, lesbians, gay people in general, LGBT, ABCDEFGQ people out there. I want to do more with the community, but I don't, I've been out of touch. I've been off the scene when it comes to the gay stuff. I don't have any more real gay friends. I could if I wanted to, but I'm a homebody. So I don't really get a chance to party anymore or do anything or have those type of conversations with my people. And Justin from Just the Sip podcast, that fucking Scorpio. Much love and respect to you, Justin, because you keep it real. And that was one of the funnest interviews that I've done in a really, really long time. I was fucking, I had my hair down, my titties were out. It was so relaxed. It was one of those, bra releases where you pull it through your shirt, through your sleeve. That's how fucking relaxed I was on that episode. I had so much fucking fun just being free, talking shit. Immediately, this is somebody that when you go to their house, I'm talking their podcast, when you're in their territory, they really, really go above and beyond on carrying you. or at least making it super fun. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what it did from start to fucking finish. Love that episode. And so did the listeners. A lot of people reached out and was like, you need to do more with gay men. I love to hear that side of you. We don't get to see it that often. Do more. So I definitely want to do more with Justin. I definitely want to do more with the gay community. I want to do more with gay men in general.
Your guys' energy like meshed really well, like right from the get-go.
That's Scorpio and Taurus. Scorpio is a polar opposite of Taurus. Taurus is a polar opposite of Scorpio. Opposites attract. And again, he was super fucking fun. He went right into my queen side and pulled that out. And I was like, I let him. And it was so much fucking fun. Shout out to you, Justin. Thank you so much for the great opportunity. Shout out to all your fans reaching out and shouting me out and showing me love and support here. Had a fucking great ass time. Cannot wait. I'm stuttering now. Cannot wait to do it again. So shout out to you, Justin. But what did you think about that episode?
I thought it was fun. I thought it was a really good episode.
You really listened to that one, too.
I listened to, like, the whole thing.
And you liked the banter back and forth?
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to talk about Stassi really fast, because I got some major love to show to the Support Stassi Schroeder fan page on Facebook and Instagram. These are fans of Stassi's that band together in support for Stassi and the shit that she's going through. Mm-hmm. The shit that came out on Vanderpump Rules with her and Kristen, I guess, submarining some girl, Faith.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know the backstory. Apparently it was racial or racist, whatever the case may be here. But my thing, and I'm not sticking up for Stassi at all. I'm not sticking up for Kristen or getting involved in it here. But when I found out, my first reaction was, even if she wasn't black and she was a white girl, wouldn't they still be fucking with her? Because isn't that the premise of the show?
Yeah.
This is a new, you guys know how it is. I mean, even people that aren't on television that work normal 9-to-5 jobs, you guys know how it is. I used to fucking do that shit. And the same catty shit would go on at work with a new person, especially a new bitch. Mm-hmm. You want to sniff that, especially if she is attractive and she's got a little bit of game. You want to see what that's all about here. Is she going to come in here correct, or is she going to fucking, you know, be bitchy? So you sniff her out. You send the dogs out and report back to you. And again, I'm not getting involved in it. But my thing was, had she been white, I think it would have been the same thing.
They would have done the same thing.
Yeah, they would have done something. Yeah. So anyways, enough about that. But apparently, Stassi announced her pregnancy to the public and announced that she was having a girl. That fucking flipped the script for everybody, because they were like, oh my God, Chris Medina, not even a year ago, was on Stassi's show and gave her all these predictions. I mean, it was so accurate. I'm not tooting my own horn. This is exactly what they were saying. And got a hold of me, reached out and was like, oh my God, we just want to say how amazing you are and, you know, show her love and support for you or whatever. And being so good to Stassi, all, you know, everything that you've done for her, blah, blah, blah. We want to show our love to you. And all the fucking fans reached out for readings. I hope someday soon, and I know my listeners are real fucking loyal and very supportive. We are a small little group. We're not as big as Stassi's fan base. We're going to get there, though.
Oh, yeah.
I hope that I have the same amount of love that that bitch has from her fucking fans.
That's amazing.
Because these girls don't know that girl a day in her fucking life. Never met her. Some of them have met her. They go to her tours or whatever. Yeah. They flick up with her, you know, take pics and shit. But don't really know who she is. And support the living shit out of her. Bring her back. We want her back. They're posting pictures of her. It's almost like Stassi posting her own shit, but these are her fans. And they reached out. They were like, you know, just we just want to thank you or whatever. And, you know, for supporting Stassi, blah, 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 this. And been really good to me. And I've been reading a good majority of them. And they listened to the last episode that I dropped. Because now I'm converting some Stassi fans into Chris Medina fans. And they listened to that last episode and were like, oh, my God. So this is another set of people that have similar issues or are going through things, reaching out, and was like, the reason why we fuck with Stassi is because she keeps it real. And the reason why we love you and now we're listening to all these episodes is because you keep it real too.
It's relatable.
Exactly. So a shout out to the Support Stassi Schroeder fan page for bigging me up and all the love and support here. You guys are amazing. Keep reaching out. I will always have your guys' back. Thank you again. I love it.
That's
especially
amazing.
Especially after all the shit that we've been through, to where, again, it's just confirmation.
Yeah.
Keep doing what you're doing. You guys, when I tell you that it has been all over the place, it has been all over the place. I haven't had a chance to breathe at all. Super fucking busy. You can ask Sarah, you can ask Jay, you can ask Heather. I don't even have time to talk on the phone. And let alone record a fucking podcast.
Yeah.
But I'm blessed. And you guys, I want to fucking spill the beans so bad on all the shit that's going on behind the scenes because it's so fucking exciting. You guys are going to be in for a huge fucking treat here. Again, I am taking the time here. One last time about the last episode, then I'm done with it, because again, I hate beating a dead horse. That really inspired me to really, really let the past go.
Well, when that happened, everything else came, like all these blessings came while that was happening as well.
But let me tell you how difficult it is, because you guys, I'm not lying when I tell you that my guides do not fuck around with me. They are hardcore. You think I'm bad? I think I get it from them. I'm not kidding. During the bullshit that went down, I kept asking for confirmation. I did lose a little bit of a loose sight of myself a little bit here, because I started to go back in the past and some of those feelings came back in when it came to, again, you guys know I struggle with it, my worth in me as a person. And my guides were like, this is exactly what they said. We're only going to give you two more confirmations. And after that, you're not going to like it.
Mm-hmm.
I got the two confirmations. And like a glutton for fucking punishment, I asked for one more. And what happened? Something major, right?
And then you got up. You're like, fuck, that's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. I let Jay know. I'll tell you guys more about this. Again, we're in the process of, you know, getting a book together, putting more thought into moving forward with what I want to do, kind of fine-tuning my vision for the future and where I see myself here. I've had a really, really, really positive, negative, trying, great, draining, exhausting, happy, loving pandemic. With all that being said, it's really, really got me to grow. You guys, use this fucking time wisely. So again, just going back to my, I'm all over the place here, but what else is new? Going back to my guides and the last confirmation they gave me, it was so much of a fucking doozy that I was like, that's it. Like, there is, like, you're like, how stupid can you keep being? How stupid are you to hold out hope when you're over there telling people, cut the cord? If it's not serving you, let it go. Quit being a glutton for punishment and getting your fucking daily dose of fucking ass kicking when you don't fucking need it. Quit doing that to yourself. And again, I know I say it a lot, but it became crystal clear. And just going back to Stassi's fans really quick here, and it's not just her fans. It's listeners and people that ride along with the show that bring other people into the mix here.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, I get a lot of my reading requests from referrals. Definitely from the podcast that I'm on and things that I do here and making a name for myself. But all these people that I read here go and tell their family members, their best friends and acquaintances, people, even people that they work with, this would benefit you here. Get a reading from this person. So super fucking busy.
That's amazing.
And the reason why people refer other people is because they're saying, oh my God, you need to listen to what he's saying. He's talking about what we're going through right now.
Mm-hmm.
And people that have issues with family, I had a lot of people reach out before, but even more now. And I'm really close to some of my Instagram friends.
Mm-hmm.
I have never met them, but I banter back and forth with them almost on a daily basis. And there's a couple of you that I fucking absolutely adore that are struggling with family issues right now that reach out and constantly, and I'm not saying this in a negative way, reach out for support. And this is where I'm not going to kick you while you're down.
Mm-hmm.
I am not that type of fucking player. I've told you that before. I don't believe in kicking people while they're down. Even if it's an enemy of mine, I'm going to wait till they get back up so it's a fair fucking fight.
Yeah.
I don't fight dirty like that. Unless it's a real fucking fist fight. Like, I'm scratching a bitch. But no. So people reaching out in regards to family issues. And these people that I talk to on Instagram here, again, reaching out for the support here. This is a very delicate time for people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going into another topic here. But this is where people can relate. After I give a person a reading or after they listen to the show, because a good majority of people listen to the show here and then reach out for readings, so they want to know what I'm about, and they find out about the family stuff, they find out about the toxic stuff. Like, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be family. It could be friends. It could be people that you know that are just toxic in general, or toxic environments here, that they relate to that shit. So they're starting to set boundaries now. They're starting to realize, you know what? This is fucking bullshit. Like, I cannot keep doing this here. It's not only fucking killing me because it's irritating me, but it's also hurting me to see that you're never going to fucking change. And all I'm doing here is having more hope for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
How do I stop that? Disconnect. Realize their life, their situation, who they are as people is out of your control. You have no control over what they're going to fucking do. If it's a family member, you are, I've said this over and over again, and this is because of my own experience, you are the only one that is going to change the way the river flows in your family for you. You can't do it for everybody else. The river will always find a way to bend itself back into shape here. And that's fine because you're no longer a part of that. You've gotten out of it. So it's no longer your responsibility. They need to learn that lesson as well. And if they can't fucking see it, and you've pointed this out to them, and I'm sure you've done it over 10, 20, umpteenth fucking times, they ain't never gonna fucking change. Let it go. Stop torturing yourself with it and being so fucking loyal. You don't have to hate them or cut them out completely. Just don't get involved in their shit anymore. And don't allow them to involve you in their shit. Keep it moving. So a lot of people, again, these people that I've made close connections with on Instagram, reach out for the confirmation, the support. And again, going back to the delicate time here, this is where people give up, especially if they're not getting the results they were hoping for as they're starting to progress, evolve, and grow, right? Mm-hmm. They're like, nothing's fucking changing. It's the same old here. It's the same old for them, not for you. Fight harder. So when people reach out, they're like, Chris, I'm sorry to bother you here, but do you have any words of wisdom? Absolutely. And that's exactly what I do not mind doing it, because again, I'd rather have you bother me or think that you're bothering me and show you the support that you need to keep it going. I don't want anything in return from it. All I want to do is see you happy because I care for you. So again, when you're finding your process, reach out. Even if you haven't had a reading from me and you have a question, anything that you need insight on, hit me up. Because again, this is where people give up. If they do not have the backing, the support, or somebody in their corner telling them, no, bitch, get up, quit fucking kicking and screaming, quit pouting about it, put on your big girl panties, and let's fucking go. Because you hated your life before. You hated what you were going through here. Why not get yourself out of it? Why not put the time and effort and have the patience in yourself to get you where you want to be? And you know, that's a good majority of the reason why I give follow-up visits. And I've said this before, I know it's bad for business here, but I don't believe in having you pay for another fucking reading if it's for the same shit.
Oh yeah.
Get this out of the way so you could move forward, and let's meet up in a year from now to see where you're at and talk about the changes if you want to. But up until that point, hustle.
It's all you.
It's right? All you. You're not going to get anything different. You can psychic hop all you want, but you and I both know they can predict all these great fucking things further on down the fucking road. But if you're in a place to where you can't even see the light of day or have no hope within yourself, how do you expect to enjoy any of those blessings? You're going to go in there and taint a clean slate that you've been given with your same old bullshit because you haven't healed from it or you haven't dealt with it. Don't distract yourself with shit in hopes for a temporary happiness. Mm-hmm. Because it's going to resurface. You're going to trip over all that shit you slept under the rug. So deal with it. Get it over with. Remember something. This is your fucking life. It's not like it's somebody else's life here. You always have control over it. But have a little bit more pride in yourself. And take the fucking time. Devote some time to you. I've said this over and over again. No one and nothing matters more than you. Realize that. Another interesting thing that goes hand in hand with this here is a lot of people, when they get involved in the healing arts, if you will, the metaphysical world, the spiritual side of things here, of course, they want to make money doing it. And I love money. I want to make money too, but I am not in the business to take advantage of people. And there was a person that reached out to me to set up a reading, schedule the appointment, was getting ready to go. And a week before her appointment time, she reached out and was like, I've never had a psychic reading before. I don't know what questions to ask. Can you give me a little bit of insight here? Because my life is really well. I have a really good job. And I wouldn't know what to ask. I responded back. Mm-hmm. And most people would be like, oh, well, you know, I've seen this before.
Here's the thing.
You know, you're not healing from what's going on in here. Or there's karmic debts that you owe and all this other stuff. That's what I wanted to talk to you about or whatever. Things that you probably – I'm not even going to – no. That's not who I am. So I simply told this person, I think you just gave yourself your own reading. Save your money, and if and when the time comes that you find yourself needing insight or guidance from a psychic, reach out. I said, continue doing you. Much love and respect. Enjoy your life. She responded back, oh my God, thank you so much. She wasn't expecting that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not in the business to rip people off here.
Yeah, you guys, this... your reputation.
Exactly. And I do realize that people use psychics as entertainment for entertainment purposes. I've said this before. I'm not one of those psychics.
Mm-hmm.
I am here to help evolve people's souls, elevate their minds, have them work through the shit that's been suppressing them. Maybe later on in the reading, I'll make you laugh.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing entertaining about what I do. And those types of readings, again, I'm going to direct you to the Boulevard for that, you know, not, mm-hmm. not in a shady way, because that's more entertaining or whatever. And yeah. again, if your life is good, everything's great, fucking enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the fact that she acknowledged that she was, oh, she also mentioned she was in a good relationship, had a good job, and her life was great.
Yeah.
She acknowledged it here. She's like, so I'm not really sure what I should be asking. Who do you?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, why would you need a reading if everything's perfect?
Exactly. Well, because for entertainment. Mm-hmm. You know, they heard me either on Stassi's show or one of the other shows that I've been on was like, oh my God, you know, I want to get a taste of it here. But and a good majority of them are scared too. Uh-huh. And I always start off the readings again, I'm not going to talk about death or anything that's going to scare the shit out of you. So they kind of come in here, you know, wanting to know stuff, but they also don't want to be scared. This one was a little bit different. She was like, my life is good. I don't think I need a reading. What do you think? I don't think so either. Hit me up if and when you do.
Yeah.
And I say if and when here to keep it positive. Keep it moving here. You don't want to, you know.
Taint it.
Exactly. So shout out to that woman. I wish I can give her name out, but I'm not going to. So, gosh, I'm going to jump onto another topic really fast here. And I want to talk about really, really quick here. Not really quick, but you guys, I've been reading. I've said this on the last episode here, and this is not anything against people that are coming into themselves here, but my clientele is evolving. It's changing. I've got a good mixture of everybody in there, but I've been receiving a lot more requests from people that are in the entertainment industry or in industries that are pretty high up there.
Mm-hmm.
And in a lot of ways are super powerful in their positions and also people in public. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
But are finding themselves giving their power away and going above and beyond and not getting the same thing back in return. I'm going to sweeten that up. And people would say, well, you don't do nice things for people for something in return, mm-hmm. right? You don't. You just do it for being a nice person. But sometimes people take advantage of that. And there's people that are powerful in their positions or powerful people in life or that have it really going on the material side of things, but you know how it goes, lacks the stuff that they need within,
mm-hmm.
the personal side of things, my everyday life, outside of work here, the one-on-ones, my personal life, that even with their relationships and their friendships, they're still in business mode. They still want to take care of and be in charge of things here and not give up control. And they find themselves in and out of relationships here because they're difficult to please and 99.9% of the time are difficult to reach. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
When I talk about difficult to reach here is it's somebody that has their walls up here, and it's not in a way to where they're super defensive or it's blatantly obvious in the relationship, like they have these great walls up. They do it in different ways here by deflecting the attention back on the other person as far as, like, you know, when they're starting to receive attention, you know, their partner's doting on them, and then they flip it back on them, and it's like, no, enough with me here. Let me take care of this for you, or let me do this for you.
Like really guarded?
Yeah, they're guarded, and they make them feel, I think it makes them feel a little bit uncomfortable here because in some way they're still in that business mode here where it's hard for them to trust. It's hard for them to let their guard down here because in some way, shape, or form, they have abandonment issues. And if it's not abandonment issues, because that sounds hardcore, it's how long is this going to last? How long is this person going to stick around for? And they end up doing the what if, and they end up getting inside their fucking own head that they're not able to fully relax in their personal life or with their personal relationships because they're too much in their fucking head. They want to be of service still in their personal life here, that they will go above and beyond. And when I say seek validation, this isn't like, oh, tell me that I'm a good person because I'm doing all these nice things for you. It's not that type of validation. They really get a kick out of being of service to people and going above and beyond, that they like the compliments that they receive, and it makes them feel good because they feel like they're doing a service or they're important to that person. But fail to realize that they also have their own sensitivities and their own needs that they're neglecting. And before they know it, when they find themselves getting down, or their batteries start to fucking run low, their energy run lows, and they start realizing they're a human being with their own feelings and emotions and their own shit that they're going through, by the time that they reach out for help or for love or support, they've already conditioned their partner or their mate, whatever you call it, their boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, they've already conditioned them to be the one that gets taken care of. Does that make sense? To where they've conditioned them to believe that this person is kind of like, we'll talk about this in a second, condition the person to believe that they're stronger than what they really are because they take on a lot here. They go above and beyond. They're the ones always, you know, they got a lot of control over things here. They're the ones that see things through here, that they forget that there's that sensitive side to them. So when the person that's going above and beyond needs that, they're not getting what they need here because the person doesn't know how to comfort them because they've in some way blocked them. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So they don't know how to reach that person. They don't know what to say. And I found myself in that position. I told you, we had this conversation before.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I was working in New York, and I'm not going to throw you under the bus here, but and all that bullshit was going down, and I called you, and I was like, I can't fucking take this. This situation has got me fucked up here. Like, I realize that this person is going above and beyond for me, handling business the way that it should be here, getting a lot of great opportunities, but I feel like a fucking whore. And I'm not talking like a cute little dressed up escort. I'm talking about like the Sunday night special that you see off of Sepulveda Boulevard here. That's how I felt. And when I called you, now I understand you had your hands full handling the stuff back home. And when I called you to reach out and told you that, I'm not going to lie, I broke down and was crying on the phone, right? Like sobbing.
Yeah.
And you said, I'm sure it's not that big of a deal. You can handle this. Stop being a baby.
Yeah, because you know how dramatic you fucking get?
Right. And that's my problem, is because I get dramatic, and I end up handling it anyways, right?
Yeah.
And this one, I'm already older. You know what I'm saying? Like, now I'm starting to realize that, you know what? Forget the fucking facade and the defense mechanism and the hardcore fucking persona that I have to put on here. You're a fucking sensitive Pisces-ass moon crybaby-ass bitch.
Yeah,
like, get used to it. And my feelings were hurt. I think I even mentioned this on the show before. I wasn't hurt because this person was taking advantage of me or was belittling me. In some ways they were here, but that I didn't care about that. What I cared about was not being able to do anything about it. And a good majority of my bitches out there know what I'm talking about. Because had this have been 10 years ago, or that switch went back to the 818 or the fucking valley side of me, it would have been different here. And that's what pissed me off, is that I could not talk back. Mm-hmm. I could have, but it would have been worse. And so when I reached out and I needed the support from you, you gave me tough love, and that's not what I was looking for. But again, I'm gonna say that you were wrong, that you should have been a little bit more cancerous and should have been a little bit more on the Cancer side, Libra side, and would have been and gave me a little bit of support there. But at the same time, I'm also gonna blame me because of my attitude and my, you know what, I got it. Let me handle this here.
Yeah, because usually you'd cry like about something, then you'd get up and take care of it. But this one, you were just.
I was on the other side of the fucking, of the state, of the U.S. I was on the other side. I was away from my home, from my comfort, handling the situation here on my own in a totally different, I'm a Taurus. I was fucking drowning.
So you were globetrotting and you were still bitching?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like I said, I felt like that Sunday night special, that Sepulveda Sunday night special, where, again, it just, the ends don't justify the means. So going back to this here, that's where, again, where people relate to me, especially during readings here, because I actually go in and I'm telling them, girl, this ain't gonna fucking work, or boy, this is not gonna work here. All it's gonna do is create resentment, not for the other person, but for you. Because you have created such a fucking character of yourself that where people think that you're invincible,
mm-hmm.
and you're not. And they've reached this point really fast here in their journey, their path of life here, to where they're starting to realize, you know what? All that fucking bullshit I was talking, it was just a fucking facade here. I am very, I'm starting to realize that I'm a lot more sensitive than I realized. Is there any hope for me? Yes, you better start being truthful to who you are now and start realizing. And again, here's the thing. The reason why they use that as a defense mechanism is the same reason pretty much why I used it here, is to not be made a fool out of. And again, how long is this going to last here? Because of the abandonment issues, the childhood shit, and, like, you know, even the guys that I've dated or whatever, you're very much on the defensive here. You're hesitant. You're a little bit weary about trust and trusting other people here. That fucks you up.
Yeah, I do forget that you are human and you have feelings at times. You know, even though, like, you feel and you bitch and complain, I just think that you're just being dramatic. But
horrible. Do you guys hear this shit?
Well, you're a big old fucking queen.
Yeah. You guys, can he tell me that? Can he call me a queen on this show and not be gay? Does he have that right? Horrible. I do. So, to make a long story short, these people that are starting to realize, again, you're not turning into a pile of mush. You're not going to be a fucking bowl of mashed potatoes by the morning here. That's never going to be who you are here. Allow yourself the opportunity to be you and not hold yourself back. Because at the end of the day, what you're looking for is security, comfort, and peace of mind here. You've already done all the fucking bullshit here. You've already reached an age in your life to where there aren't going to be any more fucking bullies. There isn't going to be anything that you can't fucking handle anymore. You are just the last person to fucking realize it, and look what it's doing to you. Take it from a fucking old ass bitch like me. Lower your defenses, and also, too, just to try it out here, because, again, we got that pride, we got that ego, and we have that fucking most important self-respect and dignity that, again, we refuse to look weak in front of other people. Try it on people that you're comfortable with. And also, if you're going to get back in the dating scene here, go for someone that's on your level or a level up from you, so you're not dealing with the same fucking bullshit here, because what ends up happening is the first dumb motherfucker, woman or man, that gives you a sob story that you look at, and you guys know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about, because I'm guilty of it too, that you look at and you're like, how can I fix you? You're not in sixth grade anymore. You don't need a fucking science project or a project to fucking work on here. You're enough. Work on you, get your shit out of the fucking way here, and do not hold yourself back with, and I mean this with the utmost respect here, weaker-minded people than you, right? I
totally get what you're saying.
Let me know if that sounds too harsh, you guys, and you guys know what I'm talking about when it comes to this here, because again, what ends up happening is because we're used to taking care of people, they can be fine as fuck, and the minute they show that sensitive side to us, we're going to cling onto their sensitivity and try to bring that out, because we in some ways, again, we want to help that side
of them.
You
want to be Captain Save-A-Ho?
No, we're not Captain Save-A-Ho. We're the hoes that need saving, so fucking get back on the fucking ship and take your seat here and let somebody come and serve you.
So this Mike guy that you're talking to, does he have a sob story?
Yeah, he has a sob story, for sure. He has to.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get into the personal stuff. Jay is always guilty of telling me who Mike is going to be and what he's going to be like, and fails to fucking realize that it's never going to happen because I'm the bitch that's going to be sucking him. So he has to be perfect for me, and always tells me, oh, you're going to get together with this guy that's going to be X, Y, and Z. I'm like, that's never going to work.
I think I would know who would suit you best. I mean, just saying.
You're probably right, but at the same time, you like to see me uncomfortable.
With certain things.
The interview that I did with Justin from Just a Sip,
uh-huh.
You were all over that. Oh, so what do you think of him? Is he your type? Ooh, he's a Scorpio. And I was like, just because he's gay and a Scorpio and a man doesn't fucking mean that we're going to fall in love or that's a person that I want.
Well, you guys' personality meshed so well. You know, like, you were able to be comfortable with him and you guys were able to fuck around.
Okay, enough. Let's get off my dating life really fast here, because it's pretty much non-existent, and the one hit I did get for myself when it came to Mike and the relationship was that dream that has yet to come into fruition, but you guys are going to slap me, but I feel it's closer each day, right?
It should be. It should be.
My God. So anyways, let me get back to the real stuff here. So kind of going back and tying everything in with these people that I'm reading here about going above and beyond for everybody else here, whether it's in your, it's always in their social life, the material life, so that's work and your everyday life here, not the personal side of you, not the relationships and the friendships sometimes, because the friendships, and even with, I'm going to use the friendships with material stuff. I'm talking about the close one-on-one personal relationships to where they lose sight of themselves in the relationship here and do not allow the other person to comfort them, nurture them, put them on a pedestal, admire them, love them, and show them what they mean to them, because in some way, shape, or form, they get uncomfortable with it. They do not know how to react. They cannot allow themselves here, because in some way, shape, or form, it's a sign of weakness. Or again, in my case, it's a sign of weakness, and this is only going to be temporary. Well, fucking A, bitch. Enjoy it while you have it. Enjoy it while it's there. Learn the lessons that you need to learn from them, from that person. Allow them to break some of the walls that you put up here. See where you need to fine-tune things. Even if the relationship doesn't work out, at least you'd be one step closer to understanding yourself a little bit more and where, I'm going to get slapped for this, where you went wrong. What your responsibility was in the relationship here. Maybe you held too much. Maybe you didn't allow yourself the opportunity to enjoy the relationship for what it was, and that person realized in a nice way, you're too on guard. You've got, a lot of trust issues here, and maybe more than I realized, and they cut you loose. No big deal. Don't beat yourself up over it. Trust me on this. Go back to the fucking drawing board. Heal from your shit. Before you even decide to venture out, you have to ask yourself, is it going to be worth it? And if so, can I trust myself enough to let fucking go? Because if not, let me tell you something. You're going to fucking sabotage that relationship. And guess what it's going to do to you? It's going to cause you to be depressed. It's going to cause you not to want to get up, not want to do it all over again because out of fear. Well, again, that fear and the what if and the coulda, shoulda, would have is your fucking problem here. So in order to get over it, guess what? You got to be strong. You got to be willing to put yourself out there. You got to be willing to take the lessons as they come here, because they are teaching you shit. Learn what you need to learn so you can move on and you can, God, it sounds so gay, but be free. Right?
I like that.
Seriously. How else are you going to learn? And I, you know what? And you're going to die, because even though our friendship is personal, it's not business related when it comes to my readings or whatever, I like to use our friendship as an example.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I like to use it as an example is because how hard was it for me to trust you at the very beginning? Not trust you as in like with my life or like, not to fuck me over with money here, but as the friendship side of things, right? Like, especially if we had a disagreement,
mm-hmm.
because my way of disagreements with people is that that's pretty much it.
Yeah, you pack your marbles up and leave.
Shut up. It's not that me being a crybaby. It's just me being like, okay, well, we had this argument here and it is what it is now. And usually arguments that I have, people don't end on good terms, mm-hmm. right? So, and that was a hard thing for me to understand here is that, no, you can have disagreements with people. That's what makes you fucking human. And we talk about it. Because yeah. we're not always going to agree on shit. And even to this day, we don't agree on everything,
mm-hmm.
but it's not a fucking problem. I don't get insecure about it. That was one of the things too, is that, again, even though we're friends here, I was insecure that if I said the wrong thing or there was a belief that you had, especially when it comes to the spiritual stuff, because at the very beginning, you gave me a lot of shit with it until I read you with your grandmother.
Yeah.
Your grandmother passed on. You were kind of skeptical and hesitant about it. And then opened your eyes to that.
Yeah.
But I held back a lot because of my own fears, my own insecurity. With you in return, my Taurus shit was like, you better fucking be direct. Mm-hmm. You better stand up for yourself and not let people walk all over you, and do not let them take advantage of that fucking Libra moon of yours. Because you're very passive. You're very easygoing. You can give a shit either way here, but on the outside looking in, it looks like people take advantage of you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So we grew from that. We understood what each other's inadequacies were, what the insecurities were, and we're still friends.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So again, I know that's just a friendship thing, but ladies, gentlemen here, use that in fucking relationships here. Again, I'm going to shit on Virgos here because it's close to Virgo season, and really fast. I was telling somebody this the other day on the phone. Thank God you're not a Virgo. And I'm going to get a lot of shit for this, but I'm going to sweeten this up, my Virgos, because you guys know I love the fuck out of you. Virgos love to be of service. They love to be, in some ways, the center of attention because they're super duper smart. They're super charismatic. They got great personalities. Funny as fuck. Name a Virgo that we've met that didn't fucking make us laugh.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they really act shit out, and I love the fuck out of them. However, when it gets to the relationship side of things, and they show interest in somebody else of the opposite sex, maybe the same sex here, but a love interest nonetheless,
mm-hmm.
they go from that Virgo fun fucking hat to, oh shit, this is a personal relationship. This is somebody that I'm into. Let me put on my awkward hat here because I do not know how to act when it comes to this here because this is very revealing. It's got me very vulnerable here. I'm overanalyzing this stuff. What does he think about me? What? Obviously, he thinks the fucking world of you if you're going on a date with him because what attracted your dumb ass to him was your amazing fucking personality. Why put on another fucking hat when that hat fits you just fine? Let go. Does that make sense, or am I too all over the place?
No, I completely understand you.
So, do yourself a favor. Unless you're between the ages of 18 to 24, we're gonna 25. We'll give it some slack here. Expect mistakes. Expect things to go wrong because that's how you learn lessons here. Do not hold yourself back out of fear that you're gonna fuck up beyond belief here, because at the end of the day, you're still you. You're still cautious ass you. You're still very calculated you. You're still, I don't want to make an ass out of myself you. So give yourself the flexibility that you need to go do what you need to do and correct your mistake afterward if and when there is one. Also, really fast here, and then I'm done with this episode because I got readings to do. I'm going to say this one more time, and I'm going to say it louder for the people in the back here. If it is not serving you, if it hurts you, if it depletes you, if it drains you, if it's not within your best interest, bottom line, if it has you fucked up in questioning your sanity, knowing that you're always in your right mind, get rid of it. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Trust yourself enough to realize that you've done all that you fucking can for these fucking people here and remove yourself from the fucking situation. There is nothing that's going to change at this time for those people because they would have already shown it. All you're doing is having more hope for somebody than they have for themselves here. And I know that sounds shitty, so let me sweeten that part up here. You have more hope for somebody that doesn't recognize their own fucking behavior and their own traits that got you this way here. Until they realize what their responsibility is and who they are, things are never going to fucking change. So do yourself the mental favor for your mental sanity, for your own well-being, and even physically. Because a lot of people, you guys take this shit on here, and it affects you in physical ways to where you're getting yourself sick here. And believe me, I'm one of those people. Last episode had me sick for almost 2 fucking weeks here. It's not a good fucking feeling. Get rid of it and do not have any guilt or shame for doing it. You matter the fucking most. Don't let anybody else tell you different. You cannot help somebody before you help yourself. All that's going to do is going to bring you further down the chain there. And before you realize it, you've lifted everybody else and you're still stuck in the same fucking position that you were in. Do yourself a fucking favor. Put yourself first. There's nothing selfish about it. That's what I have to say.
I love it.
This is, again, I wanted to have a light episode, but it's in true Chris fashion to end it on a powerful note here. So any of you guys out there wanting to test the waters with a authentic psychic medium, someone that's going to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear, and keep it real and 100 and never make you feel ashamed for who you are, hit me the fuck up for a reading. chrismedina.guide. You guys, my clients can tell you straight up, if you haven't had a reading here, half an hour in Chris time is anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes, and an hour-long session is anywhere from 60 to 75 minutes. I am not a clock watcher. I am not somebody that's just in it for the fucking money here. We are dealing with your life, and that's precious to me, and it better be fucking precious to you. So again, you let me worry about the time. Sign up for a half-hour session or an hour-long session at chrismedina.guide. Let me tell you what you need to hear and not what you want to hear. For those of you wanting to see what I look like on social media, want to hear these inspirational quotes, want to know what weed I'm smoking or who I'm getting it from, or just anything about me, feel free to follow me on social media at Psychic Chris M, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and also for Skype sessions. I'm going to put that out there. For Skype, it's at Psychic Chris M too. Hit me the fuck up. Take a look at me. Follow me. For those of you that have ideas for the show, want me to discuss certain topics, or maybe a dream that you've had, whatever the case may be here, and you're hesitant, never had a psychic reading before, want to know more about the process, or just any questions at all, askinyourhead@gmail.com is our email address. Drop us a line. Jay checks that email all the time here. He always loves the bantering back and forth and support that we get from our listeners. So hit us the fuck up. askinyourhead@gmail.com. Until next time. This is Chris Medina with my boy Jay for In Your Head Podcast, our second birthday, See, we are out.
Bye.